Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. 3 weeks into the new year, 2024 is not as new as it once was. Perhaps the same could be said of your New Year's resolution. But in a wonderful way, the Sunday readings that we've had so far this year are still ever new. And they contain such beautiful news, such beautiful hope, such good news that is worth looking at. Last week, we heard the very first words that Jesus spoke as recorded in John's Gospel. This week, we hear his first words as recorded in St. Mark's Gospel. Both were directed to the same characters, John the Baptist, Andrew, Peter, James, John. But the differences are worth noting. Last week, the setting was the desert, and Jesus was walking by, and John pointed him out, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Jesus turned around and said to Andrew and the other disciple, "What are you looking for? Come, and you will see." Those were Jesus' first words in John, and they were very welcoming, invitational, a curious word that invited discipleship. This week, we meet the same figures. We're in Mark's Gospel, and the context is a lot different. John the Baptist has been arrested, and he won't come out of jail alive. Jesus, in hearing of John's arrest, speaks for the first time in Mark's Gospel, and he says, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." The scene is a lot more urgent. The setting is very different. And then, as he meets Andrew and Peter and James and John, he goes down to them. He points to them. They're mending and they're casting their nets, and he says, "Come after me. I will make you fishers of men." If last week we sold the disciples' desire for the Lord, this week we see the Lord's desire for them. It's God coming to them. And he's calling them out. And that call makes a difference. It kind of reminds me of the difference in the two creation stories. Early in the Bible, we find two different accounts of creation. The first one, we see the power of the word, "Let there be light," and there was light. The second story, the power of the word is certainly there, but we see a new aspect of that word. God, yes, creating, but working with man in creation. Both have similarities, but there's differences. Both are very important, and the point is clear, that there is the need for the Word of God. And there is power in that Word. Without the Word, there is no salvation. There is no hope. Humanity could not be. But with that Word, and in that Word, my friends, there is such great hope. There is such great power. Nothing grows old. It was 5 years ago this year that Pope Francis declared this Sunday, the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, to be called the Word of God Sunday. He said, "This is a time devoted to the celebration, the study, the dissemination of God's Word." And I quote, "We urgently need to grow in our knowledge and love of Scripture and of the risen Lord." My friends, if it was urgent 5 years ago, if it was urgent when John was arrested 2,000 years ago, it is still urgent today to know, to hear, to love, and to receive the Word of God. You know, there's a sense in today's reading, actually Paul says it, that time is running short. And isn't it always? You know, at no point in our life have we been as old as we are right now, which means our time is short. And our relationship with the Word of God, which endures forever, our relationship with His revelation, with His voice, is so important. It's absolutely vital. We see throughout the scripture a relationship with the Word of God. And today, as an example, our first reading highlights Jonah. Even if you know nothing about scripture, chances are you remember the story of Jonah, Jonah and the whale, maybe from your children's Bible. But Jonah's relationship, not just with the whale, but with the Word of God, reveals something very fascinating. Unlike so many other prophets, Jonah was very defiant. He was very disobedient. He was not a faithful prophet. In fact, when God called him, he resisted big time. And I suppose he had reason. God called him to preach, to bring the Word of God to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was the largest urban city in the world at the time. It was the capital of Assyria. It's in the current day, Iraq, the city of Mosul. We've heard of that in recent years. Some American service people have served there. Mosul, Iraq, is the modern day Nineveh. And the Assyrians, Nineveh being the capital, they were a wicked people. They were the ones that had swept out the northern kingdom of Israel. And the Jews hated them. They had reason to hate. And so here's Jonah, a prophet, a Jew. And here's God. Jonah, go to Nineveh. Share my word. Jonah resisted, and we know that part of the story. He went on a boat away from God, trying to get away from God. They threw him off the boat in the storm. The whale came and delivered him to the shore of Nineveh. And what's so remarkable is we see the power of God's word. Jonah delivers the word of God, and the people of Nineveh, the evil people, repented immediately. And how about Jonah, the prophet, the one familiar with the word of God? He is so slow to repent, so slow to be obedient, so slow, so small in relation with God. It's frightening, the power of man to resist the word of God. It's frightening just how powerful the Word of God is. The Ninevites converted. My friends, for you and I think a very important question is, what is our relationship with the Word of God? Because upon that question, our eternal salvation will be judged. There are times when the Word of God will really convict us and will really make us uncomfortable and get us angry and mad. There are other times when the Word of God will console and will heal in ways that nothing else will. But at all times, the need for the Word of God, the power of God's Word, remains. And you and I, like it or not, are constantly in need of that word and its power. You and I are constantly in relationship to that word. This week, we celebrate the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. And Saul of Tarsus certainly heard that word of God. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Jonah, he was in relationship with that word of God. You know, it's funny, we think of it as a children's story. It's really not. Jonah, his name means dove. We think of him as just kind of a nice image. He's not. He was a disobedient man. At the very end of Jonah, he's mourning, he's crying over a plant that was giving him shade. And it reveals the sadness. God was mourning over hundreds of thousands of souls. How God continues to mourn. Could we be like Jonah? Comfortable and small in our ways? Perhaps. But God does not grow old in his ways. God is ever new. God is ever living. And our need for God and his providence remains. My friends, as we continue in this ordinary time, let us be attentive to how extraordinary it is and live in relationship with the Word of God, with its power to save, with its power to effect change, with its power to bring us to life. Let us pray for the grace to live in his word, in right relationship with his word today. God be with you.